This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Wendy's, Bronze Electric Motors, Scotiabank, Bahamas Check Services, Digital Transformation Unit, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney, so good to have you with us. I have some structured stuff I want to possibly get into today. I want to make sure that I don't shortchange it, and I do have other things I want to discuss, so we can take calls and texts, and I want to try and have a discussion related to what we're talking about with colonialism, race, and all the factors that are involved in that. Maybe tomorrow's a better day to have it, considering that we got to get through some stuff today, but we'll see, all right? Firstly, I want to tell you that I listened to Nahaja Black's show yesterday, almost in its entirety, and she had a really, really interesting doctor on from South Africa talking about COVID-19 treatment. And I still, it was great. You should go listen to it on Facebook if you'd like. By the way, I was looking at, I was watching some of the show she had with Clint, right? Which I'm not going to go back into that whole thing because clearly those rules are not going to happen. I was looking at that, right? And in the comment section, right, there's somebody's going, the only people who disagree with it are Juan and Candia, right? I don't know you, sir, to be on a first name basis with you, random Facebook person. You don't know me. You've only heard my public commentary on the matter, and I expressly explained why I disagree with it. Not because I just don't like that it's there, because it violates the principles of freedom of expression and free speech. Y'all be careful with my name, please, even on Facebook, all right? Please, please, please stop bandying my name about. I don't know you. I haven't done anything to you. Leave me alone. I'd appreciate it. All right. Now, I'm going to say this for the benefit of, so check out Nahaja's show. It's good because, you know, we need to figure out a better way. And I'm not saying I'm the super genius, but we got a lot of smart people. Maybe they could look at the different methods of treatment, a better way to get better outcomes in our country. All right. So shoving that aside, let's talk about the headline story in the Nassau Guardian today. Minnis calls for restrictions. Former PM says COVID situation would worsen without measures. Okay. Here's what Minnis had to say. He urged the government to implement more restrictive measures to get a handle on the spread of COVID-19 in the Bahamas. The FNM is very concerned with the amount of partying, socialization, and events occurring here in the Bahamas as the death rate remains high. I again call on the government to introduce more aggressive measures for large gatherings that we are seeing today. They must remember that the Bahamas has the highest obesity rate in the Caribbean, and in the presence of COVID, obesity increased the hospitalization rate by an additional 150% over the normal hospitalization rate. And obesity also increases the death rate by an additional 100% over the standard death rate. Taking these factors into consideration, it's essential that the government must concentrate on saving lives and livelihoods and introduce aggressive measures. Minnis goes on to say, with no changes and the vaccine supply running low, we will see the death rate remaining and hospitalizations would commence increasing again. Okay? So, before I go any further, let me say this. On its face, that's not bad advice. On its face, he's correct that there's a high obesity rate. It's leading to worse outcomes. He's correct the government must concentrate on saving lives and livelihoods and introduce aggressive measures. So on its face, if a doctor said that to me, I would go, well, okay, that's a considered medical point of view. And, you know, we will take that into account, all right, that you're urging measures, right? On its face, it's fine, right? Let me segue here for a moment. We'll compartmentalize this. And I'm saying the following to you because of this, right? Because of him saying it. Not in it so much as what he's saying, but we're going to look at what he's saying. My friends in the Free National Movement, this man is causing you additional unnecessary harm. In the first instance, you lost the election. You shed 40,000 votes from what brought you into power. The public has rejected your management. Your management of COVID, your management of the economy, your management of health issues, your management and style of governance. They've rejected it. They have rejected it. To put as the face of the Free National Movement moving forward in opposition, that which has been soundly rejected, resulting in a record low turnout at the polls, is not a wise idea. If he would have actually, for a moment, recognized that the public rejected them and shifted his tone and the tone of FNM statements to reflect a party that has somehow been chastened and somehow learned from his mistakes, then perhaps people would be more receptive. But you haven't changed your tone. You're acting as if you did not just get kicked out of office. The statement about the speech from the throne was nonsense. I showed you why it was nonsense. See, that's the thing. I don't just say stuff is bad or good without explaining why, you know. I always try to explain my rationale so I can show you that I've thought it through. They kicked you out of office. You need to stop acting as if people were so pleased with your performance. So my advice to you, because Minnis now talking about his life and God has his future in God hands with the FNM, right? I strongly believe he's going to try to run again. I would urge y'all not to do that. And I know what you're going to say to me. Well, one, history shows that, you know, after 5 years, they kick governments out. True, true. That much is true. But we didn't see a situation in this last election that reflected what happened in the previous elections other than the incumbent government lost. Incumbent party lost, right? Before, there was an overwhelming tide of support for the opposition party being swept into power. That's what happened the last time people were kicked out, right? The party in opposition greatly increased, all right, the number of votes over which the party in power came to power, right? This election was different. People were so disaffected, they didn't even vote. That's how bad it was. A third of the electorate said, no thanks. I'm not going to participate. You've got to start acting like you lost an election. I'm not saying run around with your tail tucked between your legs, but you've got to start acting like you lost an election. This ain't going to work. Go to your party's convention. He's going to try and hang on to leadership. Go to your party's convention and seek new leadership. All right? Seek new leadership. You're doing your party further harm. I'm telling you. I'm explaining it to you. People are going to go, what are you talking about? So that's my advice to the FNM. But let's circle back, right? Here's why this is so crazy to me, right? So what he says, the FNM is concerned with the amount of partying, socialization, and events occurring here in the Bahamas as the death rate remains high. Okay. Okay, fair enough. What was your concern when you called an election and had campaign events all over this country, which we saw drew out many people partying together and at constituency offices, etc.? Where was your concern then, when the COVID positivity rate was higher? When the COVID numbers daily or in triple digits, where was this great level of concern and need for stricter, greater restrictions? Because from what I can see, the only thing measurable that the PLP has changed, other than I think something to do with weddings, the only thing measurable that I can see that the PLP has changed from what you were doing is that they added 3 hours to the time people could be out and about. You're very concerned about obesity now, as I see it. But I didn't hear that type talk when you were in charge. You're calling for aggressive measures. So when the COVID-19 rate was in the triple digits daily, you implemented what aggressive measures? Because if I recall correctly, your Minister of Health said things are well under control. Your Ministry of Health released a statement saying that there's been a measurable decrease in COVID numbers and you lauded the vaccinations and all this stuff like that. Where was your concern for the aggressive measures? I will grant you that the 7-day period over which they reported 48 deaths, we have not seen that in my memory this year, but people were steady dying. Hundreds and hundreds of people died while you kept these restrictions pretty much the same as what the PLP has now. You're concerned about saving lives. Okay, you're concerned about partying and socialization. So you want them to implement more aggressive measures. You know, last I checked the emergency orders, social gatherings are not allowed outside of very specific circumstances. So is it that more aggressive measures are needed, or is it that enforcement is needed? What would you like to see happen? Right now, people can't gather socially by law under the existing emergency orders, which the PLP claims they're going to replace. I better go pay my water and sewage bill before that happens. Right now, people can't gather. Right now, What aggressive measure would you like to put in place? The unconstitutional measure where police get to stop you for any reason and ask you questions and demand your ID? You think that's going to curb the spread of COVID-19? Right now, people can't have gatherings in their homes. They can't have backyard and pool parties and all this stuff like that. What more aggressive measures would you like to see that aren't already existing? You've got to first act like you lost an election. Act like your leadership and management was rejected. Do a deep dive, a discourse, right? Now you're saying, here's the other thing you're saying, and this is in the Tribune, right? And I ain't got a problem, the Tribune. That's where I'll get this first name thing from, calling people first name from the Tribune, Loretta urges customers. Have some respect. This one is a former cabinet minister. It's a granddaughter, Smilo Butler. You can't call her by her name. Loretta, y'all like that? So, anyway, we can talk about the RBC thing. So, apparently, the Free National Movement is outraged that three people have been brought back out of retirement and they're getting paid their salary plus their pension. And I didn't know this was a thing. I swear to God, because I would have thought someone would have taken y'all to court about it. Former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis, receipt of word? Former. Why are you the former Prime Minister? Because people rejected you. Former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis criticized the Davis administration's policy shift of allowing... I'm so confused. Okay? Of allowing re-engaged retired civil servants to get their salary and their pension. So I'm going to ask you this, right? And they say that there was the Ingram administration's policy as well. That's a bad policy. In fact, it must be illegal. How do you deny to me that which I have earned because I take another job? Explain that to me. How does that work? I earned my pension, right? The three people are Luther Smith, Colin Higgs, Cresswell Stirrup. Luther Smith was, I think, BIS. Colin Higgs was Works. I'm not sure where Cresswell Stirrup was. Okay, so this is just three people, right? And Minnis is jumping up saying that you should not pay them their pension and a salary if they're brought back to work. That is insane, right? Brenzel Rolle is there saying that this is the example. He said at the time, if your pension would say $50,000 and the position that we're offering is $70,000, we'll pay you the difference as opposed to someone getting a salary and a pension. What are you talking about? What on earth are you talking about? How does that work? How does the government deny to civil servants that which they are owed? It is your pension. It makes absolutely no sense. So what you're saying to me is, if I'm getting my government pension and I take a private sector job, per se, I shouldn't get my government pension? I shouldn't get which I earned? I shouldn't get my money? You're going to withhold my money from me? So I collect my pension, but you're going to pay me a fraction of the salary for doing full-time work. I already earned the pension. It's mine. It's nonsensical, and you're trying to do what? Like create controversy, right? Over three people being brought back, and they're paying them the pension and the salary? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? That's the great challenge and objection of the FNM, that Colin Higgs is getting his salary and his pension? Ooh, scandal. Outrage must ensue. Anyway. I told you we might not get to the other stuff. And you're going to be mad at me, right? And call me by my first name on Facebook and all this stuff like that. But guess what? All y'all on Facebook calling my name? Your party lost the election. You should be examining why that is as opposed to what you don't like about me. Okay. You can call me if you'd like, 325-4316, 325-4259. Okay, FNM, you're going to have to take control, seize back control of your party. I like a lot of you. You're good people, all right? You're well-intentioned. You've been led astray. You come back to the light. All right? Come back to the leave the dark side of the force, okay? Please. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Obama Gardner.
Hey, how's it going?
I guess there's a lot of things to do, man.
Right here, right here.
Come on, I keep it concise and precise, man.
All right.
Just a minute. Just shut up. Shut up.
There you
go. I mean, seriously, man, when you wanted questions from that man, he even answered, you know, and the press entertaining him, like he's irrelevant. Irrelevant. And like you say,
well, he's a leader of the opposition. We can't say it's irrelevant.
He's destroying the FNM party. That's all he's doing. And the FNM, I guess they still figure he has that power of the incompetent authority because, I mean, like, they are not even trying to gain their party back because the man has been ultimately rejected just less than a month ago. And, like, I guess he's in this quagmire of web fishing from the moon, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, Mr. Minister just needed to be quiet. I mean, people more accept it because, I mean, he's been rejected, and like you said, there were one-third of the people were so disgusted, they didn't even vote. But he still was kicked out. I should tell him something.
Yeah, man.
I mean, it was disgusting, and his tyrant or tyrant, tyrannical rule. And he's right back in your face like he mean good to try to... You have the audacity to talk about God and change. The man, he got demon inside him, man.
Let's not talk about who's got demons or whatever like this. Here's the problem, right? There's no sense of a group of people comprising a political organization that is willing to examine why it is that you are no longer in power. There's a sense that you're pretending like it's some sort of mistake or aberration that you're no longer in power, and you're not even trying to figure out the reasons why. I don't get a sense at all that the FNM is even trying to come to grips with the fact that it lost an election and why that is. And for public perception purposes, I'm a communications expert, so I'm going to help you for free this lap, right? For public perception purposes, the public very well might give you another chance if you are seen to be reflective, contrite, and somewhat apologetic about the mistakes you would have made in governance, and you need to identify those. But, and I'm going to help you, but if the public does not consider that the FNM has undergone even some sort of, let's just say, half-hearted exercise of examining why it lost, then they're not going to take you seriously. You don't have to listen to me. You haven't previously, but you lost the election. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan. How are you today, man?
I'm fine. How are you?
You remember last week I said what I said about Dr. Hubert Minnis? Dr. Hubert Minnis, they are not realizing that they lost the general election. And I said, this is my exact word, is Dr. Minnis the best the FNM can offer at this time for leadership? Come on, man.
I don't know how y'all let him swing y'all into staying on as leader, period.
Exactly.
I'd have a clean
break. And the thing about it, now he's asking the PLP to investigate Shanagon Cartwright, who's probably going to take the charge of competing against him in the leadership race, okay? And they got their trolls still on these WhatsApp chat. I mean, they're talking down to everybody like they're still in power. They got to realize the power has shifted, okay? And to regain confidence in the people, you got to first be apologetic, just like exactly like what you said. But these guys are carrying on like they're still the government. I don't understand some of these FDM trolls, man. They got to get with the program and understand and realize, listen, there's a reason why FNMs didn't even vote for FNM. Okay? Have a nice day.
Yes, sir. See, listen, say what you want about the PLP, right? But at least they go through the exercise, right? So when Christie lost in 2007... they went through an exercise where they brought in the Jamaican consultant and they did a postmortem on why they lost the election. They made those results public. Well, we made them public anyway. And it explained that people had a problem with Christie. Now, Christie reframed himself as some sort of bridge to a future and convinced the people in his party that he would step down halfway. All right? And that led to PLPs being, okay, we'll support it. And that led to a lot of younger people being, okay, he's got young people like Ryan Pinder and Andre Rollins and Renwood Wells and Kalis Roll. You know, we got, that sound looks good. All right? At least they did that. After the PLP lost the last time, right, give them credit, Monique Pindling came up there and tore them to shreds, right? Jester Cooper apologized, explained that they put their party's interests over the public's interest, and they didn't like it in the PLP, but he still became deputy leader. And the public can look at that and go, like, at least there are people in the PLP who understand that you examine why you lose, act like you lost for a reason, examine why, try to figure that reason out, and pivot away from that. I don't get the sense at all that you're doing that. Maybe there's something going on internally that I don't know about. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, Vaughn, what's up, brother?
Hey, I'm here, man.
And listen, I believe the only way Mr. Menace is going to yield or to listen to people is when the House open up. The reason why I said that, Vaughn, you could imagine that gentleman in the opposition. You could absolutely imagine people throwing questions and asking him about this, about that. You could imagine him answering questions. How could he answer questions? As a matter of fact, how could he speak out now? When you and other talk show hosts were speaking about things and stuff, all the gentleman was doing was just emergency order, lockdown. That's all that was on his mind, and now he won't talk. Like I said yesterday, I do not see why the journalists in this country even entertaining him, because you know he disrespected every last one of the journalists in this country. All right, when people went to his office, he went through the back door, the side door, and you're still entertaining this man. I can't wait for the House Assembly to open up, so the PLP. Especially those new candidates could throw some questions at him. And I can tell you this, when someone tell me, Mr. Mills is not going to stay in that House for 5 years because too much of pressure coming down on him and his former government. Have a good day, my brother.
Okay. I'm not gonna knock him for speaking, right? It is the manner in which you're speaking and what you're speaking about that people are going to have a problem with. All right, that's what I'm saying to you. It's going to reflect poorly on your party because you don't seem as if you understand what's happened. The public lost confidence in you. Try to figure out why. Let in the same person who the public lost confidence in remain the face and mouthpiece of your party is not a wise strategy. Let's go to the phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hi, Vaughn.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Wonderful. You know, Vaughn, I beg to differ. My opinion is, from my observation and talking to other persons and stuff, even before Dr. Menace became opposition, I think he has been, he's a great person. You know, you have to be on the ground to know. In fact, I've been around 60 years, okay? And you have to be on the ground, and you have to be in the mix of things and know the work this man has done. And the way he's being spoken of is horrible and demonized. People are demonizing him, and that is so wrong, Vaughn. Come on, he has served this country and served this country well. Awesome, doctor, you wouldn't know because you didn't need a doctor like him or Bernard Nottage. You know what I'm saying?
Bernard Nottage delivered me.
Right, okay? And so him and Bernard Nottage were very good friends and worked very hard for the people, the mothers, and the children of this country, okay? And they're demonizing him, and I think he did an awesome job when we had, was it even Matthew Dorian? For sure, I know.
But here's the thing, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Most people don't agree with you.
Well, you know, Vaughn, you don't know if you...
I know because most people didn't vote for him.
Vaughn, no, it's not that they didn't vote. Listen to me now. Listen, I've been here a long time, okay? I've been around a long time. It's inside and outside, okay? Also, the media, you know, I was so disappointed with the media because some of the questions, you know, educated persons went to university. And some of the stuff they were saying and the things they were doing, I'm like, why is this media person selling out or belittling themselves, asking simple questions, silly questions? One of my kids asked a simple or silly questions like that. From young, you train them not to do that. Slap you in your mouth. Some of them, they like, you know, when you compare them to Charles Carter or Debbie Bartlett and stuff, you know, they were awesome persons and some other media persons. Even you wouldn't have behaved the way some of the media people behave. Clint was crafty. I know he was, and he had an agenda, and it came to pass.
Oh, I understand. Do some people in the media ask silly, uninformed questions? Absolutely. Do we often get silly, uninformed answers to perfectly reasonable questions from policymakers? That is true as well. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon, Juan. How are you doing today?
Hey, man. What's happening?
Man, look, yeah, I called you with a little light humor. But, boy, look, yeah, I thought I was at the Apollo Central Hour just now with that last call, the lady who just called. Juan, we didn't need a doctor from the 80s and 90s and early 2000s. We needed a prime minister over the last four years and 3 months, someone who cared, someone who had compassion, someone who had respect for the country, someone who took into consideration what was in our best interest, especially as a majority and not just the super wealthy in this country, someone who wasn't as ruthless, someone who wasn't engaged in all sorts of corruption, someone who was prepared to take stand, remain accountable, remain transparent. But Juan, do you understand? You're a part of who caused this country to suffer, you know, Juan. You know why?
Me? What
do you
I
know
do?
Why I say that?
I know why. Why?
You were a part of who caused that former prime minister to become prime minister in this country, but you don't take your credit for that.
Y'all keep saying that. People don't be listening to me. These people don't be checking for me.
No, Juan. You cannot run from the fact that you played an instrumental role in what took place at the polls 2017. But Juan, here's the real point that I called you to make. Do you realize prophecy must be fulfilled?
I feel you.
Okay, and it seems as though, Juan, and this is the part that bothers me most, Juan. It hurts me. It seems as though you are against Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis having a second term at governance in this country. It seems as though, Juan, because you are trying to give the FNM good counsel and direction instead of allowing them to go ahead with their failed, incompetent former prime minister, you are trying to give them good counsel that would position them in the minds of the beam. Man, one, leave that alone. Prophecy must be fulfilled. The PLP must serve at least two terms to get right all the damage and the wrong that that incompetent, failed former prime minister Minnis has done to the Bahamian people and to our country. It's going to take a while. Thank you for the opportunity, Juan. God bless.
Okay, thanks. We got to take a break. Now, you can't tell me I don't allow both sides of the aisle to air their stuff out on the show. All right. Now, anyway, what does it say? Let's take a break. I don't want to run too close to it. It says, even in the private sector, you come out of retirement, your pension stops until you retire again. NIB stops, old age pension if you start working again. Why is the overstuffed, inefficient civil service allowed to operate differently? It just doesn't make sense. It certainly isn't fiscally responsible, especially considering our economic situation. I think you should get your pension if you earned it, even if you're working again. I don't see how one thing has to do with the other. To me, it seems very strange to me to deny someone their own pension. We'll go to a break. We'll be right back.
Rob's electric. Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Bahamas Check Services Limited has been printing checks, business forms, and deposit books in the Bahamas for over 30 years. We are highly specialized in creating custom forms to suit any and all your business needs. If you need continuous forms, continuous invoices, invoice books, or purchase orders, we can provide them for you. Call 677-8720 or email checks@coralwave.com.
At Wendy's, our food is made to make you crave. Crave our pretzel BLT burger or Chipotle crunch for only $5 each. Our Chipotle crunch chicken sandwich is covered in crispy jalapenos, Chipotle aioli, cheddar cheese sauce, and much more. Or bite into our pretzel BLT with fresh beef, cheddar cheese sauce, applewood smoked bacon, and smoky honey mustard sauce on a pretzel bun. Restrictions apply. Eat and earn reward members. Remember to scan or swipe to earn points. Wendy's, different inside and out.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
You have a new text message from Scotia.
Scotiabank is adding text messaging to its communication channels to keep customers updated in quicker and safer ways. As of November 4th, Scotiabank will be using text messaging to provide notifications on the minimum payment required for your credit card and due dates. Customers may continue to access their credit card statements on Scotia Online or through our mobile banking app. Learn more by contacting customercare-bahamas@scotiabank.com or call 356-1697.
MyGateway is the centralized, safe, secure way to access and pay for government services online. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and log in to request a police character certificate, renew your passport or driver's license, and more. Receive emails confirming requests and alerts when documents are ready. You must have a valid government-issued ID in order to collect documents. MyGateway is fast, easy, and convenient. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and register today.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I see your many, many, many texts. I will get to them. Again, that's why I said we may not have time, because I knew I was going to say what I had to say, and I know I'm going to draw all the smoke, and I'm here for it. I'm past the point. Know this. I don't want you calling me fat, because I'm not, right? And I don't like you using my first name on Facebook talking to other people when you don't know me from Adam, other than what you hear on the radio. But beyond that, I'm past the point of caring about the personal attacks and all this stuff like that. It really has had no impact on my life in any material or meaningful way. So I'm just going to have to say what I have to say. And it's just going to be what it is. And if you don't like it, you can tell me you disagree, or you can not check for it. Really simple. Let's go to the phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. No? Okay. We got another caller? 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome. Mr. McCartney, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Fairly well. Actually, we are working on sometimes from two generations or two perspectives, the American perspective and the British perspective. Mm-hmm. The British usually like to say Mr. So and Mr. So, and the Americans like to say use the first name. So I wouldn't bother too much with people using the first name.
I don't see American media referring to people by the first name. Only like tabloid journalism.
Oh, yeah. Well, Facebook and social media is one of the greatest tabloids right now.
They changed that, yeah. New York Times still calls people Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah. I'm doing some research, speaking to people in the UK, and you know, before I speak on certain matters, you know, the infectious disease, environmental health, and things like that. You did mention about Mr. Creswell Thorup. He was once a PS in the Ministry of Education in 2002 and so on. However, I called in at a juncture when you said you allow both sides to speak.
Right.
So I called in as the middle person.
Okay.
As the middle person, an adult and a parent, my obligation is that my offspring, even though they make their own decision, should see the virtues of all sides, so they won't be clouded and biased. And I also believe that certain things like partisanship in terms of politics ought not to be in the school system. I want to make an example. For example, if we're going to discuss a cultural matter, let's say majority rule day, we shouldn't have an assembly in school, any whether private or public. And we want to say, oh, let's say we sing the song, PLP all the way, PLP all the way. Unless we're going to also, for civic purposes, also share the other side of the story, you know. So if you want to teach the children, let's say, images or logos and something like that, we try to be balanced so that we are not, in any sense, cloning or brainwashing or being biased in our presentation, especially as educators and so on. So keep on doing your job of objectivity. Oh, one last thing.
Mm-hmm.
There is also what is called when persons are, let's say, ridiculed forever or for a long time, sometimes they can get a sympathy. Let's say, for example, when Iraq invaded Kuwait, Iraq invaded Kuwait, but then afterward, then the Americans went back to Iraq to redeem Kuwait.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't always believe that might is right. So America was the mightiest one. Sometimes we have to put up a resistance when a person is seen as the underdog. So that, in a sense, and also our private life and our public life should be the same. No one should call a person dumb. The person may make dumb decisions, but the person in totality cannot be dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard persons who haven't had the letters behind their names calling others dumb and the rest of it. So we need to have a degree of private.
I gotta wrap up here, my friend.
Yes sir. But that's what I'm those are some of the things I'm concerned with, that we are genuine inside and outside.
Okay, but we got time for one quick call. Since this isn't the role of the official opposition to speak out on current issues, if they sat back and said nothing, they would be criticized for that. No, you didn't listen to me. You didn't listen to what I said, did you? It doesn't seem that. I think you just heard Minnis and you, don't like the Minnis and the FNM. That's not the case, okay? What I said is that you need to act as if you've lost an election first before you come with the posture of lecturing others about things that you yourself did not do. That's what I'm saying, okay? So before you come tell me about COVID-19 management, reflect on the fact that the electorate rejected your management of the COVID-19 pandemic. That's all I'm saying. you're going to damage yourself if you fail to do that. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, good afternoon.
How's it going?
Yeah, everything good, but I saw you put me on a little late. I was almost at home.
You can call back if you'd like.
Because
we only got a minute left.
Okay, I'll call back.
Call back right after the news. I'll put you on, all right? Okay. Listen, I don't know. I've never been divorced, right? But I've been in a lot of relationships, and they've ended, okay? And some of that was not my fault. I'm lying. Probably all of it was my... No, not all of it was my fault. Not all of them. So after you come out of that relationship, after you get divorced or whatever, like I said, I've never been divorced, you tend to want to do a self-assessment, right? You tend to want to go, why didn't this marriage work? And sometimes it's the other people, right? Sometimes it's not you, it was them. But often you've played a part. And you should examine why it didn't work before you seek headlong, before you rush headlong into another relationship, into another marriage, all right? Before you start advising your wife's new husband on what he should be doing, examine what you did not do. We got to go to the news. We'll be back.
It's Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney, so good to have you with us. I'm saying, Jesus, my wedding ring fell off. It's maybe the universe is trying to tell me something. No, I'm playing. My wife's a very, very jealous woman. I'm just playing. Okay, we were talking about Dr. Minnis's comments. I tried to explain myself as well as I can about why it's a problem. Okay? you're free to agree or disagree. You can call me, 323-6232. 325-4316. And 325-4259. Says, good day, Juan. I think you're being very biased, as Dr. Sands was also in the media speaking about COVID, but no one seems to have a problem with him speaking his mind and stating his opinions. He also lost his seat and should act like he lost too, eh? Just admit it, you don't like Minnis. You ever thought that Minnis genuinely cares about the well-being of the Bahamian people, and he's speaking to help save lives? A couple of things. I would urge you to think critically before you respond to what I'm saying. So think about what you're saying. I should have a problem with Dr. Sands saying that we should have tighter restrictions because why? Dr. Sands is speaking as a clinician. Minnis is speaking on behalf of the Free National Movement. And if you heard my show yesterday, you would have heard that I also talked about what Dr. Sands said, and I asked him to give me what undergirds your call for this. Give me the science behind what it is that informs you to say this. So your comparison doesn't line up, all right? Dr. Sands also was resigned, and Minnis is the one who accepted his resignation when he was left the cabinet. Okay. I don't think Minnis was a good leader. I don't think he's good for your FNM. I'll be clear about that, right? But in terms of, anything Minnis says, I got a problem with, not necessarily. I got a problem with what he's talking about now. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Afternoon, Warren.
How's it going?
For the last text, right? Mm-hmm. I would tell them Dr. Sands is in the war field right now, fighting a cockroach, right? So he would know.
I'm
he's a chest doctor. I'm 20 years. So who would you say have the most say? The Dr. Sands. This is the thing. Now getting back to our illustrious opposition leader. Do you imagine 5 years ago to this day, LBT then was trying to convince the party that Dr. Minnis is not good? Is that right, Dad? Five years to this day.
This day, was it the dissident, was it seven?
And the party eat them up and spit them out. Because they're all, every people stand changes. And but each party have to pick more younger, more, like anybody who's vote, anybody who's a party member and is paid up, paid their dues, should be able to vote for, leader. You'll be stuck with the same thing. People are scared of changes. Now, the door open break be so bad that the minutes make it come back. And the minutes are very street smart. They tell the minutes are street smart. He might be vulnerable or book smart, but he know the streets. He know how to lay low, let you do all the work for him. They jump up and be boss. But I know you too. He can try to stay on as party leader. I got a feeling. You said that too. I can feel it, but it didn't go as planned. Man.
Yeah, I'm with you, buddy. I hear you. I think he's going to stay on, too. Says, we'll lose some text messages. This says, listening to the caller, Anton, claimed that you, Juan, were responsible for the election of Hubert Minnis. Where were these persons, you and Candia names, opined to all and sundry, both clearly and often, that electing the former PM would be disastrous. Sometimes you have to wonder about our ability to listen or to be factually honest. How do you guys in the media deal with his abject nonsense? I mean, you know, it's whatever. You can blame me. Blame me. I caused it to rain today. I'm the reason the COVID-19 lockdowns occurred, I guess. This says, Minnis is acting like your crazy old grandfather. The party really needs him to shut up. I mean, I'm not going to blame him for speaking, right? I'm going to be critical of what he says, as I would be of anyone. But my larger point is, y'all should not have him as the leader and voice and face of your party because of what just happened a month ago. All right? Now, if this were before the election, I would go, and he won the election, I'd go, well, hell, I guess the majority of people disagree with me, and something really must be solid about it. You know what I mean? His leadership... to instill this level of confidence. But the fact of the matter is, people did not have confidence, the majority of people. And until you accept that and worry less about who's being critical of you and try to fix that, you're not going to get very far in terms of restoring public confidence. Because the public is looking at you like these people don't learn. It says, Minnis had to bite his tongue on that COVID restriction talk, Juan. Maybe Elmo or the stilts walking guy have some input too. Have they reworked the death rate based on actual date of death and not reporting day of deaths? All deaths are unfortunate, but some of these reported deaths are 3 to 4 weeks old. That is true as well. It says, Madness, Juan, Minnis is in denial about the public sentiment about him. He is out of his mind. Emperor with no clothes on and no one telling him he's naked. And my black American voice, naked. Let's go to phone lines. That might be the gentleman who doesn't want me using up his cell phone. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan. How are you doing?
I'm great. How's it going?
I'm good, man. You know something, Juan? The last time I read, our constitution is freedom of speech, freedom of movement, and freedom of association. Am I right or wrong with that?
No, you're right.
And my thing is, see, many people, I said many people for 40, close to 50 years, many people, but hey, some of them just like the Jews, man. There's like eating man over years, the two of them getting old, they were getting old. They're getting shaded from the sun, I mean, from clouds and day, and within cold, go up protect them, keep everything. They wanted manna. And no, they wanted meat, the quail. I mean, God gave them quail. All who eat the quail died. I don't know what many people want. Some of them don't need big belts. They don't need license to show their car. They don't need they light bills. Nothing. They think everything in the country will be free. Well, nothing is really free. The Bible says, by the sweat of your eye, buy you see bread. But the question got beat. He's dead on. What wrong with saying on? Nothing wrong with that. Biden,
he should know something is wrong with that. He should not have stayed on.
Why? Why? What?
Because he led his party to defeat.
Nah, listen, man. Look here. Muscuti led the party to defeat, and he stayed on. He came back and win. That's just the way it is in the Bahamas, man. See, look here. I said to him, see, when they put the mile, they marveled everything. See, Juan, he was simply, but he made some mistakes. And that's my personal friend. And I don't carry my brown nose and shake up nobody. But anyway, because he wanted to cuss you and tell everybody backside. But I don't talk FM business on talk shows and chat groups now. I cuss you. See, all of them FM who stay at home, man. All the men say that's a business. What the father did and them seven that nobody never trust them. Who can trust one man? One man is the DNA, one man is the PIP, one man is the he's the FM. They lose us. You nobody trust them. I won't go to war with them. Man, this country, look at what the World Bank is doing to our people right now, man. No interest in people money. This country is a one but one. I am in the city right now. I see a bunch of young boys and girls walking the street up and down. You learn nothing. The next 2 or 3 years, I wonder what happened. They're in school. They ain't qualified for no job. They ain't got no skills. So what can happen now, Juan?
I don't know what that has to do with what we're talking about. You should resign if you lead your party to defeat. That Christie didn't do it does not mean that it should not have been done. Okay, he should have resigned. It says, we appreciate the former prime minister's comments. However, under his administration, he chose favorites to run this country. We're happy to see him in opposition. Leadership of the FNM did not consist of the country's best and brightest. It only had Dr. Minnis's favorites, who allegedly... It says, okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hang up and try your...
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Oh, my God. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How's it going?
It's going to get better, you know. As soon as we begin to understand, accept the things that we cannot change and the things that we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. You know, there are people that change their views and their stories, and they're angry with you because you don't wish to change it. But life is not like that. The Westminster system is the Westminster system. Okay? Four young folks were fired from a cabinet because they went against the Westminster system. So here it is now. It switches because now it falls inside his category. Okay? You lost an election. You took the party to defeat, a resounding defeat. Okay? It is done in Australia, Barbados, New Zealand, England, all Democratic of government, okay, and they elect a new leader, okay. So it says that life goes on with after admitting defeat, okay. You see the Donald Trump,
mm-hmm.
okay. He is acting just like Donald Trump, like he didn't get beat. Come on, what type of water did they drink? You know,
yeah,
it's let me share, man.
You got to approach this thing with a posture, and I know you don't want to hear it, right? And you want to make it about me, right? And you just want to attack me personally. Fine. That's fine. But tell me what I'm saying is incorrect. Let's talk about the merits of what I'm saying. Do you not think it wise to do a postmortem about why your party lost? And before you start spouting out advice about what the governing party should do, should you not acknowledge or try to understand your own failings that led to you being kicked out of office? Is that too harsh a reality for you to confront, that you lost an election and to try to figure out why? I would do that. If I lost my job, I'd be like, well, why did I lose my job? How do I not lose my job again, right? If I failed at something, a business shutdown or whatever like that, I'd try to figure out, well, why did the business shut down? Before I start offering advice to people on how they should run their business. That's just common sense. And I don't get the sense that the FNM is doing that at all. And because the response from the Speech from the Throne was so wild, wildly inappropriate and disingenuous. It blew my mind. You were on me then too. Oh, y'all just like the FNM. It didn't make any sense. You're asking for things that you yourself never gave. It's silly. Is what it is. And people look at it and they go, this is silly. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, good afternoon.
How's it going?
Hey, yeah, I call back. You know, you say you agreed with them bringing back the permanent secretary.
No, I didn't say that.
You didn't say that.
No.
I'm just making sure.
I'm saying if you're going to bring them back, don't cut out their pension. Now, I don't know why they're bringing them back. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know why you need them.
Well, right. See, that's the problem right there. They saying they want to revamp the civil servant. But if you continue bringing back the older people to the top in particular, you have a problem. Now, here's why I disagree with them bringing them back. If these people are over 65, and most of them might be over that, they're already getting the old age pension, plus they're getting the pension from the government. That's two pensions. Now, if you bring them back, that'll be almost like three, like, you know, they can get a big salary plus two pension. You know, I don't think that's fair. Then my next point is that the younger people, let's say you've been working there for 25 years, and you're looking to move up to a permanent secretary, you're going to move up because if they continue bringing back the people again, so they need to come up with a better program. I don't believe you should bring back nobody who's already getting pension. Because if you want to get pension, then you shouldn't come back. You should prepare to stay and accept your pension. You can't get your cake and eat it too. And then on what your boys say about prophecy, I know one thing prophecy fulfilled. The last four elections, they're changing every single time. So I only talk about 2 days. So.
No.
But I think they need to correct that though. That don't make no sense because all the civil servants could say, well, I done do 25 years, then I coming back. And then you got to give me my full salary, you see? So that could be a problem.
Well, we could debate whether they could come back or not, whether they should come back or not. That's perfectly fine. I don't have, because I don't know why you need them to come back, to be real with you. I don't know what they're supposed to be doing. I don't know what you're paying them, right? I don't know that it's necessary at all. What I'm saying is, if I earn my pension, it's mine. And what I decide to do after I get my pension in terms of other employment shouldn't concern you. And that's just my position. It says, I have no problem with someone getting what's due to them, i.e. pension, but why are we re-engaging people who are retired? Let's utilize people with good working years. And you could, that's a perfectly fine argument to make. Perfectly fine. And we have a lot of young people who are qualified and have a certain level of experience who need employment, right? Like one of the challenges at the, and it's a challenge, because one of the challenges at the Ministry of Work sometimes, I'm sorry, one of the challenges at the Ministry of Works, period, is that they do try to recruit younger people who are qualified. And a lot of times when they get them, particularly the engineers, a lot of times when they get them in, engineers, architects, when they get them in and they have years of experience, they're recruited by the private sector out of it. So, you know, we got positions to fill. I don't know that you must bring Colin Hicks back, particularly if he's going to Works. This is one. I was talking to a PMH nurse that works in the COVID ward, and that nurse knew nothing about ivermectin. Now that's scary. They only use remdesivir, oxygen, vitamin C, a cup of tea, and you're on your own. One, if you come out of retirement, you should no longer collect a pension until you retire again. The PLP is double dipping. They're very liberal with our money. Now, again, you could make the argument, you don't bring them back. But if you're going to bring them back, I don't see how you start meddling with their pension. That's just me. It's my money. I earned it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. McGodney.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, you know, I was sitting down working, you know, I kind of got upset with the lady caller, you know, who was vouching for the PM, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if some people have lost their minds, right? In politics and as a subject to the powers of a prime minister, right? I should have the ability to form my own opinion, right? What happens is, Mr. McGodney, believe you me, a lot of people are very, very ignorant about the science surrounding COVID protocols and COVID science, right? And they're opining, and it's upsetting. It's just like I watched a lady, a PhD, Dr. Christina Parks, right, mm-hmm. who has done extensive work in cytokine signaling, right? Mm-hmm. She's a very learned lady. I don't know if anybody could get her on. And then after I listened to the Aja Black show, right, that doctor wasn't saying a lot of things that I was saying for the past 2 years, Mr. McGodney.
He was. I found his approach very interesting.
Yeah, but doctor, I'm saying, Mr. McGodney, those are some of the things that I was saying, and so I wanted to call in because I noticed one of the things he said, he's prescribing antihistamine.
Right.
And so histamine and histidine is produced by the mast cells, which deals with allergy and inflammatory responses, right?
Right.
And so there are certain situations when people are not supposed to be prescribed that. I have a condition that I've seen in the books that I shouldn't be prescribed it, right? But the fact that the PM and the other incompetent Minister of Health, right, what happens is they follow Western guidelines, and then the fact that they're using the narrative saving lives, which I thought was a misphrase, because I really couldn't see it, because they haven't innovated, and they haven't formed any innovations in the respiratory augmented technology, right? And then when you look at it, they haven't been doing any other innovations. You hear the person just send you the text about remdesivir, vitamin C, and whatever, et cetera. So if they've done their research, they've found that zinc and vitamin D should be prescribed too, because they also play a key role in the manufacturing of white blood cells and maturation of white blood cells, all right, and lymphocytes. This is what it is. And so these guys are not following science. We know we're being misguided by the CDC, et cetera. We're being misguided. We know that they're manipulating the data. So I listened to him. And so what I'm saying is, it's quite frightening that they were holding on to this narrative. Even he himself backed up the thing that I was always saying. Who's the viral merry-go-round? This is what we're about to experience. We have global health. I've called the radio over and over. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to read the science if you have a background in science. All right? Now, there's a guy called James Crowell, right, who discovered the theory of orbital deviance, right? Okay. Deviances. And never went to college, just ended up working in a library and did his own research and questioned Einstein and other scientists, and he brought forth this theory. A mathematician came subsequently and corrected it off by a notch by his calculations, but he gave forward the theory for global warming and climate change. We're being duped on all sides. These are all trump cards the globalists are putting on us. The question is, why would our former PM be following these guidelines blindly without even following what this doctor was on the other day, that numerous other doctors are talking about this COVID science? And they're hiding a lot of things, even with relative and absolute risk reduction. I've asked Mr. Dwight Strawn to speak these things on the radio. See, the truth is not in us. And they have a problem with having real, real deductive reasoning, Mr. McGodney. Have a good day, Molly.
Okay. Thanks, my brother. It says, good afternoon. Great show, as always. Thanks, Minister. Just like a bitter ex-girlfriend who's always finding fault with your new girlfriend when you've moved on from her. One, he didn't mention anything about obesity and shortage of health facilities in 4.5 years. While I want him to stay as leader so the PLP can win again As a Bahamian and lover of politics, I want someone with the grasp of the Constitution and how to govern as opposition leader to make sure the PLP stays focused. FNMs have to change him or they'll be in opposition for 10 years. It's why I'll only be 52. Trying to educate people. It says, I won. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard, not paying someone's pension because they're working. Any country with sense would allow you to still receive your pension. We work and receive pension here in Canada. Yeah, it don't make sense to me. I mean, just intuitively on the face of it, I'm like, what my pension got to do with that? It says, Juan, you earned the pension. You earned your pension, you go into retirement. If you come out of retirement and go back to government, how can you get both? If you join in the private sector, then that's different. I can't see how you don't find this wrong. I just can't reconcile you withholding my money for the job I'm doing because you say I'm getting a pension. I wouldn't even agree to that to go back, to be real with you. I'd be like, nah, I'm good. So only retired PLPs and FNMs can run this country. I see why the young professionals are leaving. Now you could make that argument. Dude, that's a legitimate concern. I totally agree with you. Do they need to bring them back? Do you not have other qualified people who maybe, and I don't believe in just throwing people away. But if you have served long enough to have earned a pension, all right, fine. And perhaps you no longer need to work, although this idea that just because you have a pension means you can afford to live without working beyond that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So I'm not sure what NIB does. I'd have to ask one of my NIB people. But if NIB, after you turn 65, does stop paying your pension when you work again, I don't agree with that. Now, you may say, well, NIB can't afford it, but I'm still, if I'm working, I'm contributing, right? It says, congratulations to the most high and mighty, glorious, majestic, most honorable Menace for getting washed out by the same tsunami that brought him to power. Please continue to be a legend in your own mind and remember who gave you that power and position in the first place. You seem to have forgotten that after being sworn in. All right. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
You might want to turn your radio down there.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Good afternoon.
Hi.
You can hear me now?
Yes.
Listen.
Can you hear me now?
I tried to get my pension now. I had three strokes, right? And they tell me I can't collect no pension without collecting disability.
You can't collect, you're over 60?
61.
You're 61?
Yeah. I want early pension.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's, and you, they say you can't get pension and disability. That's weird to me. I'll check on that for you. If that's what they're telling you, then I guess that's the guideline, but I'll check on that for you, but I don't think that's fair. And I know NIB is not this unending source of money that everybody can get everything, but to me, if you earned it, then you should be able to collect it. So, sir, they know Menace is the reason they lost the election. They're simply afraid of him. I think you know Menace got about 48% of votes cast in his constituency, somewhere around that. He came within striking distance of losing that seat. McCartney, Menace believes he's the Bahamian Donald Trump. He feels that he was the greatest leader who did a tremendous job. And the FNM cannot survive without his leadership. The members are too afraid to tell the emperor he's naked. It's amazing to see members of his party put power and personal greed before the will and well-being of the country. It says, one, if the FNMs don't see the hypocrisy and disingenuousness of Mr. Menace, then they deserve to keep losing elections with him. To say one, I think we need an independent entity to take public opinion polls every 6 months, questioning the public and all the promises that were made by politicians. Publish the results, and hopefully the politicians will look at it to see how the public is feeling toward them. This five-year switcheroo isn't working for the middle to lower class. Yeah, you could make that argument as well, that maybe it's not healthy to keep shifting administrations. But if you don't have confidence in the administration, what are you to do? You just go, well, you have to make a calculation that, well, if I don't approve of what you've done so far, what makes me believe that I'm going to approve of what you do for a next term? So while it is true that perhaps shifting administrations hasn't been good for the forward movement of our country, it may also be true that shifting administrations has prevented us from being even worse off. This says, Juan, tell that lady stop crying. It's over. So, so long. Bye-bye. Juan, either Minnis paid that lady F&M pom-pom caller a lot of money, or she's truly in the sunken place. She's literally living in Alice in Wonderland. Oh, man. Y'all, be nice. Juan, how are you? Have the PLP not given Anton a job yet? It's a due date. This says, McCartney, I think it's clear that Minnis put people in their feelings and that feeling differs from person to person. Generally, it looks like he rubbed many people the wrong way. Those who like his style want him, but others just aren't here for that. The FNM needs to find the right leader with the right voice and style if they want to return to governance. Thanks. I agree. It says, McCartney is the former competent authority now able to provide scientific data and clear communication when he was unable to do so previously, which led to their demise. Is that what the Guardian's report is showcasing? I don't see any data that underpins why he's calling for that. Wasn't that rule for Ingram made for PMs, not for the whole public service? I do believe that's the case. Since Juan, I haven't voted PLP since Sir Lyndon lost the election. I also didn't vote for PM Mr. Davis. However, if Mr. Davis does half of the things he promised, I will surely vote for him in the next election, God willing. It says, good afternoon, Juan. I, too, listened to Mrs. Black's show. It was very enlightening and interesting. Sounds like he's done his due diligence and found a way to treat COVID in its initial stage, which is good news. Yeah, I would urge you to go see it, listen to it. It's on our guardiantalkradio.com. And it's also, she has a Hit Back with Nahaja Back Facebook page. So I would go check it out. There was really, really interesting. This is when the Christie PLP was in power. I was looking for someone other than Christie or the DNA, whom I already voted for twice. Everyone was saying they're rocking with Doc. I couldn't bring myself to vote for Mr. Minnis because he was too quiet and wasn't a good opposition and seemed to be agreeing on everything the PLP was saying. I did not and could not vote for Mr. Minnis because I didn't see him being a good PM. It turns out that I was right. I don't know if you, I wouldn't say he agreed with anything the PLP said. He disagreed vehemently with things the PLP said and did. And then when it came to power and pushed those very same things. Juan, tell that woman Dr. Not Ye, am I saying that right? Not Ye, is an Oxford-trained OBGYN, and doctors are not trained to run hospitals, much less a country. Says, Mr. Minnis, you're a resident of the Bahamas. If you see parties going on, because most parties are in the West, call the proper authorities. Don't blame the government. One wedding ring fall off the finger, that's no good sign. I think it's because I had washed my hands. And so, but I don't get it. I'm not losing weight, but when I, does gold expand? No, I don't get it. I'm not losing, because when I got it, I was like, I made it so I could like to push it past the knuckle. And now it's just like doing this number. Why does it do that? No, your fingers lose weight, but the rest of you doesn't. Okay. Yeah, but I know. Okay, you get older. I get that, and you shrivel. But I just got this a year ago. No, am I? Again, no. Okay. Oh, Lord. I need some stem cells or something. This is I won. The reality is the Bahamian electorate doesn't vote governments in. We vote governments out. I think Dr. Minnis expects history to repeat itself like how it did with Hubert Ingraham in 07 and Christie in 2012. So for now, I feel Dr. Minnis expects an automatic return to office as a result of both being leader of the FNM and also leader of the opposition. To be honest, wouldn't you agree that it's highly unlikely that we will ever have a two-term government again? I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't say it's highly unlikely. I would say that the probability is low given our previous history over the past 20 years. But Pin Ling managed to retain power for over 25 years. And many of those years were economically lean, even though the economy was growing. Also, can you see either Dr. Sanch, Mr. Shandon Cartwright, or Michael Pintard leading the party in the opposition? Well, at least Cartwright or Pintard leading the opposition, since Dr. Sanch is not in the House of Assembly. And finally, does Dr. Sanch have any realistic chance of becoming FNM party leader while being outside of the House? Thoughts? I mean, I don't know. Were he in Parliament, I would say it would probably be a given that he would vie for leadership at the next convention. However, being outside of the House of Assembly weakens his position considerably. However, you could elect Dr. Sands as leader. If you're saying Dr. Sands has to be there, I think he'd make a good prime minister. Only history could tell us if he actually becomes prime minister and what kind of work he'll do. So I'm not like pushing Sands, but what I'm saying is, if you wanted Sands really badly to lead the FNM, you could elect him as FNM leader right now, have one of the FNM members of parliament resign their seat, because they're all in safe seats except Shenandoah. I wouldn't fool with that one right now. And have the by-election will put Dr. Sands in the House of Assembly. And then he's leader of the opposition, and he's in the House. So you could maneuver that. It's less messy if you just like say, well, Pintard, you go be leader. Just please tell the Commissioner of Police Interpol and Red Notice still exist. What is that in reference to? That he says some of the guys fled the country who they believe kill six people on Jerome Avenue. I'm with you. It fled the country. You think if I kill six people anywhere, they wouldn't come looking for me? Good evening, Juan. Great show. I agree with the caller about Dr. Minnis wanting to stay on as leader, but him being street smart is ludicrous. Look at what happened in the election. He couldn't have been listening to the talks on the streets. It says, you ever found your lost wedding ring, or this another one you try and lose? Gotta be sleeping in the doghouse, bro. No, I never found the lost one. I never found the lost one. I'm not trying to lose this one. Say what? I could do that. Says, hi, Mr. Minnis needs to go sit down somewhere. He's having too much to say. When he was there, the cat had his tongue. I'm not saying that the man shouldn't speak. All right? What I'm saying is, A, speak as if you understand that you lost the election and why. And B, stop saying that the government should do things that you yourself did not do. So I share your sentiments about Minnis infinite percent, and it's mind-boggling that the party is allowing him to speak. To speak? That he's the leader? That should boggle your mind. All right. So it says we might not agree with Dr. Minnis' leadership, but please let's stop demonizing him. How some people talk about him, you'd think he was a Saddam Hussein or Hitler. He did his best as a PM during one of the toughest times in our country. It almost seems like you're trying to silence the opposition one. No, that's not what I'm trying to do. I hope I made that clear. We got a break. We'll be back on the other side.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
BK Nassau and Pepsi want to bring you a fun day on us. Upgrade your favorite combo and get a chance to win great prizes like staycations at Atlantis or Baja Mar, powerboat adventure excursions, or a Blue Lagoon dolphin encounter. You can also win a relaxing day at Sandy Toes or a VIP movie experience at Fusion. Upgrade your combo at any of Burger King Nassau's 7 locations and enter to win online at bk242.com. Win fun days with Pepsi and Burger King, where taste is king.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I will try to get to what I wanted to get to today, tomorrow. God willing. We got a call online? No? Okay. You can call me if you like. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. It says, tell JJ, read his Bible again and quote the right thing. It does not say what he claims it does. It says, good afternoon, Pat. DeWitt and Anton have no credibility. They are not criticizing. How come they don't have a job yet? Please give them a job so they can give us a break. Tell them comment on Wayne Monroe and Clint Fiasco. Okay. We got a call online? Okay, great. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Afternoon.
How's it going?
First question. Mm-hmm. Jeff Lloyd, have you heard from Jeff Lloyd since the election?
Yeah, man.
Okay. So you asked him about what do you think about the leadership of the FNL?
I did, but that's a conversation I'm going to keep between us.
You and him.
Yeah.
Okay. So when are you going to invite him on the show so that the public can hear from him if he want
to
come?
Yeah, I hadn't thought to right now because he told me he's traveling for a while and just kind of he's in back. Yeah, exactly.
Question. A vehement, even the politician, everybody always invoking this word Westminster, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's some kind of get out of jail free card or something for our governance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our constitution doesn't speak anything but Westminster, you know.
No.
You know, yeah. Everybody making it seem like we're supposed to follow this Westminster system. The British don't even follow all the conventions that they have, but unwritten, but was part of their so-called Westminster system. And that's only the place where they used to meet our parliament.
Yeah.
And that's why they started calling it that. But we have sovereignty over our parliament, over our government, to do what we choose to do.
Agreed.
That's some of the things we choose to invoke Westminster to make it seem like, oh, you can't do this or you should do that because of Westminster. That to me, that's ludicrous. I mean, just from reading the Constitution, and that's the supreme law of the country. Even if you read the order, that's the Constitution is a part of, the independence order. It doesn't mention the word Westminster.
That's true, but doesn't just common sense say that if you lead your party to defeat, that you should give someone else the opportunity
to lead? I was coming to that. So that's why I say it even though I have nothing to do with Westminster, because even in pro sports and things, sometimes when a coach lose a championship or losing season, they resign, some of them. You know?
Yep.
It's just, like I said, the point I was making is this is what we keep invoking when it comes to our governance. You know? We, so Lennon lost the first time in 92. He stayed on. and then he lost again in 97, and then he retired after that.
Yeah, I thought he should have retired.
He should have retired then, especially after being the prime minister for 25 years.
Yeah, and then he only lived for a few years after that. I thought he could have enjoyed many more years of his
reign. At the end of the day, like I said, we have our own governance here. We our parliament sovereign. They can choose to do what they want to do. The political parties can choose to do what they want to do. So I think that's why Dr. Min is hanging around, because you know that how the party structure is in these political parties. You get the majority of the delegate, 2 grand to vote. You get them on your side. You could win the leadership. And based on the fact that, you know, things is run things. You know,
yeah,
you rub my back, I scratch your back. You remember Stormy Daniels and Dionne Vogt's leadership election with Tennyson, Wells, and Arjun Allender?
Right.
And all the shenanigans that took place with them?
Yeah.
With the contract awarding to the delegates and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
The part about it was the government money. But this time, they ain't got no government money to play with. They got to use their own money. Who won't win over delegates?
Well, I think that, and thanks for the call, I think that many in the Free National Movement are banking on Dr. Minnis doing the right thing. All right? And that's it. And this text is right, too. It says, but if you adopt a system you choose to comply, it has nothing to do with the Constitution. It's accepted convention. Yeah, it's traditional, right? That's what we see happen, you know? People would resign. You know, and like he says, you know, you have sports teams. The coach goes, I got to resign. See, John Gruden. I'm not going to get into that today. Lord, hold my tongue today before I get myself in problems. This says, one, Ingram, Christie, and Branville led their party into election losses and resigned. As Minnis plants a step down very soon, shouldn't Kilmalafe and Lincoln do the same thing? They led their parties into battle and lost. But as for the Bain guy, I doubt he'll do the honorable thing. I don't think it's the same thing with Lincoln. I think that if you cause your party to lose power, you certainly should resign. As far as where Kilmalafe and the DNA go from here, I don't know. There's clearly the DNA is experiencing diminishing returns, and they too, right, should ask themselves, what is it about our messaging, about our organization, about our impact on the Bahamas that is causing fewer and fewer people to actually think that we're a viable option? Let them keep their pension and stay their butt home. Let the next generation get an opportunity to excel. That's fine. I got no problem with that. All right? You don't want to bring retired people back? No problem. I'm just saying, if you bring them back, why are you messing with their pension? It says, Juan, a fish is either in the sea or out. It can't be both. If someone is retired, they collect pension. If they come out of retirement with full wages, they no longer collect their pension. Boy, I don't agree with that. I mean, we don't agree on that one now. If you don't want to bring them back, that's fine. It says, in Britain, the opposition leader failed to get his party to become government. He stepped down after Boris was successful in a second term. Okay, I understand what you're saying. If you follow that logic, then... But, if I recall correctly, this was not the first election that they lost in opposition. But he may have not been leader when they had a previous loss. I can't remember. It says, Juan, your pension is earned, but how can it be earned along with regular pay? Just don't bring them back, then we won't have this issue. This, to me, is getting more for your cronies, and if this is so, won't these same people maybe push contracts to their fellow brotherhood? Why will anyone resign their seat for Mr. Sands to get in? Where will that benefit him? I'm just saying, it wouldn't benefit the person, but if they're saying this is who we want to lead our party and we want him in parliament, then that's the logical step. Well, as long as Dr. Minnis stays as FNM leader, I'll never vote for the FNM again. It says, Brom's still waiting on the free COVID-19 testing from the PLP government. and why only unvaxxed persons have to be tested weekly, but fully vaccinated persons are exempt. I agree. Both should test if you're going to test at all. The Atlantis thing, that's that they say, was a compromise about over Brookfield's policy, because Brookfield has a policy that all their employees need to be vaccinated. Now we want to know what you think about John Gruden. No, I'm going to leave that alone. Not let the devil lie to me today. Who will, I'm 67 years old, was collecting disability from when I was 48, and I be telling me I'm not entitled to my old age pension. Who will regain, and you know you're guaranteed $600,000. I don't agree with that policy either if it's NIB's. I'm sure NIB has reasons that they have that policy. I think your pension should be something you get. This is one, I think some ministries are being run so bad, that's why we have to bring back retirees. Man, I don't know that we need them. I'll be honest with you. I'm not saying discard people. I'm just saying, is there really no one else who can do this work? It's a good show on. Seems like the FNM act like sore losers. The former PM minister is just blind, the leading blind. Then all fall in a ditch for a while like Jonah. They need to throw minutes overboard and set him free. I'll tell you really quickly before I go, right? A PLP friend of mine, we're talking about someone abusing their power on a job. And when he comes in, and he's saying when the PLP comes in, they're going to replace him. And I go, yeah, even though they're conducting political vendettas on their job, they're very effective at their job. And maybe you don't want to get rid of that person. And this is how the people think. And the PLP told me, we can find someone to do that job. No problem. Right? So I don't know if you got to bring other people back. But if you're going to bring them back, my thoughts are let them collect their pension. All right? We're out of show. Hopefully tomorrow we'll be more structured. But sometimes it's good to just have a discussion about the raw politics of it all. Lord willing, we'll be back. You guys take care out there and have a great day, Bahamas.